I'm pleased to have this opportunity to address the Gavi community. We're living now in a time of upheaval, a time of popular revolt against established institutions that have lost the public trust, and that includes medicine. President Trump and I are committed to earning it back. We will do that by preserving what is honest, what serves our country and the world, and we will sweep away that which is not. A major concern that I share with the president is how the World Health Organization and Gavi partnered together during the COVID-19 pandemic to recommend best practices for social media companies to silence dissenting views, to stifle free speech and legitimate questions during that period. In addition, Gavi has continued to make questionable recommendations encouraging pregnant women to receive COVID-19 vaccines. Having said that, there's much that I admire about Gavi, especially its commitment to making medicine affordable to all the world's people. Gavi has done that part of its job very well. Unfortunately, in its zeal to promote universal vaccination, it has neglected the key issue of vaccine safety. When vaccine safety issues have come before Gavi, Gavi has treated them not as a patient health problem, but as a public relations problem. One example is the DTP vaccine, which the developed world replaced a long time ago with a much safer DTaP vaccine. A landmark study in 2017 by five highly regarded mainstream vaccine experts found that girls vaccinated with DTP were 10 times more likely to die from all causes in the first 6 months of life than those children who were unvaccinated. The 2017 study was published in an Elsevier peer-reviewed journal, which collaborates with The Lancet, and was funded by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Denmark and the European Union. The authors of this study were five internationally revered deities of vaccine research, all of whom are strong vaccine proponents. The study therefore concluded, and I quote, "All currently available evidence suggests that the DTP vaccine may kill more children from other causes than it saves from diphtheria, tetanus, or pertussis," end quote. Gavi has nonetheless promoted the DTP vaccine heavily in developing countries. It's now the most popular vaccine in the world, despite compelling peer-reviewed research by eminent scientists associating it with very high increases in all-cause mortality among children. When the science was inconvenient, Gavi ignored the science. I call on Gavi today to re-earn the public trust and to justify the $8 billion that America has provided in funding since 2001. And I'll tell you how to start taking vaccine safety seriously. Consider the best science available, even when the science contradicts established paradigms. Until that happens, the United States won't contribute more to Gavi. Define success not just in terms of the number of vaccines delivered, but on their rigorously measured overall impacts. Business as usual is over. Unaccountable and opaque policymaking is over. I invite all of you to join us in a new era of evidence-based medicine, gold standard science, and integrity. Thank you very much.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.